So we are here in Kauai at the Q's Symposium Conference, having a great time and just taking in a whole bunch of information and talking to great people like you. I'm so excited to talk about the CEO, chairman, how it works, how the dynamic works. And we're here with Bill Raker from Firefly. Bill, how are you?
Hello, Mike. I'm great. Like you said, it's delightful to be here in Kauai.
Indeed, indeed. How can it not be delightful?
Considering where we're from, Minnesota.
I know, it's a little
bit. The Twin Cities, right.
Well, hey, you got a lot of action going on in your town right now, so.
That's what we hear.
And we're here with and board chair Sarah Leeds. How are you, Sarah? I don't want to leave you out.
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. So, I mean, just kind of breaking the ice here. How is the show going for you guys? How's the conference going?
Sarah? Oh my gosh, it's really good. I mean, it's a really interesting format where you have the opportunity to learn a lot, but also do some team building as well.
Mm-hmm. Bill, how about you?
Oh, I would agree with Sarah. I think we had a great session this morning, as an example, with Sally Hogshead, and looking forward to the next couple of sessions coming up here over the rest of the week.
All right, sounds good. Sounds good. I want to talk about your working relationship. I've already had a few really good interviews with CEOs and board chairs about how they work together. How do you guys work together? What are some practical steps or advice that you can provide people out there in working together and having a successful working relationship? Sarah, I'll let you go first.
Oh, you know, it's...
I mean, to put you on the spot.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think there's a couple of key things that, you know, we've found out just working together. I'm in my third year as chair. So I'm sure it's difficult as a CEO to always change bosses, right? You know, and develop those new relationships. But we have lunch together every other month, right? About every other month.
Okay.
More if necessary. If we have, we both have lists. We just come prepared with our lists. A lot of communication. Bill is really good at keeping me involved when issues arise at the credit union that he feels like I should be aware of. Very good at letting me know. Not having me be surprised by things at the board meeting.
That's important.
Giving me a heads up and making sure that I'm in the loop, I think is key.
Okay, Bill, your take.
Well, I think Sarah summed it up very well. The really operative word is communication, but between the board chair and the CEO. And I think Sarah and I do a pretty good job of that. You know, the relationship between these two positions of leadership really set the tone for how the board meeting goes. Sarah always has the agenda well in hand. She knows exactly what's coming next and exactly what she wants to do, and she runs a very crisp meeting. But at the same time, giving everyone on the board the opportunity to ask questions or to make comments. And, you know, I have the opportunity to do the same with the members of my executive team that that attend the board meetings as well. Okay. And I think we have very productive board meetings. I can't recall a situation where we've had a high tension situation.
Right.
We've had some, very open and candid discussions around several issues, but that's part of how you run a successful organization.
Right. So, I mean, how do you guys push each other? Because I know, and we talked about this in the past, Bill, about the name Firefly Credit Union. I mean, that's very different. It stands out. I remember it because every time I see you or I just see the name Firefly, I recognize you guys.
Sure.
So, I mean, name recognition is huge, and you guys have nailed it. You've hit it out of the park. So when people are suggesting things like this in your relationship, how is your reaction? How do you work together in kind of pushing yourselves in these areas?
I have the pleasure also of working in the industry. So I work for a members development company, which is an R&D company. We're owned by about 50 large credit unions across the country. So I feel like I benefit from knowing a lot more about the industry than your typical board member.
Okay.
You may not like that, but I think...
I think that's great. That's a real asset.
I think so too.
Yes, definitely.
Did you say that seriously?
I did. No, yes.
No, it's
I wanted all the people out there to hear that because...
You heard it right here.
True, yes.
Yeah.
Not many, I'm sorry, not many CEOs have the opportunity to work with a board chair that is a part of the industry.
Yeah, and that's been very helpful. So I feel like maybe we have a little bit more of a shorthand when we communicate so we understand the issues a little bit better.
You know the language, I guess.
Exactly, exactly. You know the big things that are important to credit unions. What was the question?
I forgot. No, how do you guys...
How do we push each other?
How do you push each other? Especially with something so different, like your name. It's very different. than your normal credit union. Not that any other names are lesser or greater, but it's just very different.
No,
it's memorable. It's memorable.
I mean, we're supposed to be different, right?
Exactly.
We've learned that. Yes. You know, better is not necessarily better, but different. Mm-hmm. Different mm-hmm. is better.
Stands out.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So do you want to talk a little bit about the name?
And
I'll jump in,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I will. One of the... one of the processes that we went through in the name change was actually, the name change was the last thing we did in a whole sequence of events for the credit union. But we had five criteria that we put in front of the consultant that we were working with, and one of them is we wanted the name to be memorable. Mm-hmm. And you nailed it.
You know,
I mean, people really recall it, and that's part of the objective that we had in mind. And it's working. I mean, we're getting significant lift of awareness in our communities about Firefly Credit Union, and we're seeing a lift in the growth and the new members that we're opening, and so we're getting a payback for it.
Yeah.
But we're into like the third year of this brand change, rebranding, and new name change.
Mm-hmm. There's a restaurant in San Diego that I drive by often, and it's called Firefly. So every time I drive by it, I think of you guys. I'm like, what? Where's the connection? But it's really, but that again, you guys really hit it out of the park with that one. Are there any other things that when you guys are approaching things in a meeting, or just in when you guys are meeting, that you go, well, I don't know. I mean, if you're shooting for the moon on some sort of technology piece or regulation or anything like that, how do you guys handle that stuff? Because we all go through peaks and valleys, no matter what industry we're in, no matter what organization we work for. How do you guys handle the peaks and valleys?
Well, again, I think it really does come back to communication. I mean, we don't agree on every issue. We haven't agreed on every issue. Mm-hmm. But I think with a mutual respect that we have and the open communication that we have, you know, we work through those. And I respect Bill's opinion tremendously. You know, when we first started working together, when I first came on as chair, the first meeting we had, you know, I just was very honest with Bill and said, I don't really get the subtle things, so you have to be really blunt with me, like just spit it out.
Good to know.
And, you know, I don't communicate well. If you're trying to send me a subtle message, it's just going to go like way over my head.
Gotcha.
So, you know, it's that appreciating each other's communication style and just, you know, mutual respect. I mean, keeping each other in the loop.
How has your relationship evolved since you say this is your third time around as board chair? So
yeah, third year.
So third year. So how has the relationship evolved since you first came on, and then you guys introduced each other, and how has it evolved, you know, since beginning to now?
Well, Sarah was on the board for like 3 years, I think, before you moved into the board chair.
So you had a rapport already.
We had an opportunity to, you know, observe one another a little bit and learn
that's
some
a good
of
way to put
yeah.
It.
you know, to see what the dynamics could be, and that's an important thing to figure out.
Yeah.
And I think we did that fairly quickly and fairly easily. And as Sarah said, you know, you have something to say, say it, okay?
Right.
And that's how we've worked.
Okay.
When we have debates, if you want to call them that, that come up at board meetings, and, you know, maybe Sarah and I aren't quite on the same page at the same time on what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. What's been helpful is that Sarah gives the board members an opportunity to weigh in on how they feel or what they think about the issue, mm-hmm. and I ask the same thing from members of the executive team that are there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we broaden the perspective a little bit and find a medium, you know, a middle ground where we can get things to work together.
Yeah, I was thinking about that in my head as you were talking. It's like, gosh, how do they come to an agreement on something when there is a disagreement, you know? Because there's always going to be that. So it's just very interesting how you guys work it out like that.
Sometimes it's not necessarily a disagreement, but maybe a different perspective.
Yeah, a different view on something.
Or a different speed. I tend to push, you know, I want to do things big and faster and do the new stuff. Mm-hmm. And Bill is a little bit more like, well, you know, let's fit it into our plan. So, you know, I think it's just a matter of respect. Respecting
of course.
Each other's differences.
Well, this is working. It seems to be working
really
well. So why would you, you know, rock the boat, so to speak? Because it sounds like it's...
We want to do... I mean, you can always do better.
Of course.
And we think that, you know, every opportunity that we have turns, I think, into a productive opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And when we reach a decision in the boardroom, we all walk out and say, that's
absolutely
our decision.
Yep.
You know?
Let's go do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. All right, I'm going to wrap up with this, kind of how I started out. Any particular advice for boards and CEOs out there to kind of enhance their level of a working relationship, just in a few words?
Sure. I suggest wine and cigars.
That's a good way to start.
You know, again, finding the common ground.
Wine.
We both smoke cigars.
That really works.
You know, we do that together. So really, I mean, it's just being able to have a productive working relationship.
Bill, I'll give you the final word here.
Well, the final word. Wow, that really puts me on the spot, doesn't it?
Make it good.
Yeah. What kind of advice can I give that would change the world or change the relationship between every board chair and every CEO?
Pressure's on.
It is. You know, communicate and be transparent and be honest, okay, and be upfront about things. Mm-hmm. You can always figure out a solution when you both agree on what the problem is.
Right.
Okay. I like that. When you agree on the problem. Okay. Yeah. I think that's a great message to end on. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out here with us for a few minutes and providing some words of wisdom. We appreciate that.
Thanks
for having
us.
Nice to meet you.
Thank
Bill,
you.
Always
it's
a pleasure.
Thank you.
I have to get a shot of those shoes as well. Yeah. My gosh. Hang on a second. Let's go down.
Let's look at these Firefly sneakers,
there
right?
They are, right there. Nice. All right, guys. Thanks again.
Thank
appreciate
you.
The time.
All right.
Good job.